Well, I guess that just about winds things up. I'm still sitting here in the mail room. It's about an hour after the last cut was made. The sun's setting. I got the mail room door open, looking at the sky, and Top's in here at the desk looking through all of the Army regulations and stuff, you know. And other than that, things have gotten pretty quiet. Prince is gone, and everybody's out on guard and so on. You know, everybody that's supposed to be on guard, you know, we only have 6 or 8 guards a night. So, well, see what else is new here. Oh, we just had a CH-47 crew come in. I had to put up down one of the hooches. I don't know, it seems like I'm the all-around errand boy or something here. Oh, here comes Willis again.
Where's Prince?
Prince, he's down at, club, I think. Okay. And there goes Sergeant Willis. He's the NCOIC of operations. That's the guy that tried to do the Kennedy impersonation. I don't know. I don't know how long he's been over here. Maybe he doesn't know. Half of them are dead already. And let's see. Finally had a letter from Mr. Starr today. And I'll tell you, man, that guy has been waiting for a letter since I got here. And, let's see. I'm going to fill this whole tape up with ands and ahs and all this kind of good stuff. So, Sergeant Willis out there talking with Top. Yeah, Top's name is Paul Pfeffer. How's that for a name? Hey, like I was telling you before, some of the names we got here, you know, like I told you, Stolnecker. Well, here's some of the other ones. Mr. Godfrey, Mr. Goforth, Mr. Hoopy, Mr. Tie Guy, Mr. Merriweather, Lieutenant Marcoli. He's the postal officer, too. Then we got Doc Harvey over at 198th Med, along with Bruce Need and Graham. Let's see, we got over in maintenance, we got Baca. Wow, we got some hot ones here. Chipner, Liebergen. Oh, let's see. Seeger. That's a hot one right there. Sturdivant. No relation. I asked him if he knew anybody in New York, and he said he didn't. And we got the Cooks. Allen. Badillo. O'Leary. Prushar. And let's see. Loso, he's that nutty E5 that's down. He's a call him Sergeant E4. He takes care of supply, man. That guy's a nut. And let's see, Simp Fendifer. How's that one grab you, Sergeant Simp Fendifer? Wee. We got Willoughby, Passmore, Implored over at Como. Dehan, DeFeo, Heschler, Winnikins, they're all up at Avionics. See them. Let's see here. Finsky, Frapier. These guys are EM now. They're in the first flight here. Lisso, Moranville. Now let's see here. Dobson. Moose. Stransky. Let's see. Kuchar. Lump Kettle. Yeah, there's another good one. Let's see. Guyman. Marlon Lemons. And let's see who else we got. We got the first sergeant named Pfeffer. Then there's Massey, Gonzalez, Brown, Williams, Holland, Harmless, Reed, McClellan, Parrish, Reichels, Rouse, Lewis, Laird, and Kinoshita. Wow. Then we got such good guys as Keenly, Sergio, who they call Zero. He's up at Liaison in Dongbu Tin, and Miltroka. Then we got two civilians from the Dynalectron Corporation, Mr. Wilkes and Mr. Harrell. And they're here with us too. And the CO is Major Jones. The XO is Captain Fusco. They're both pretty cool dudes. I found a strange thing that anybody that's a field artillery officer is usually pretty square. You know, they're half decent. What else? So, oh, hold on a second. Here comes Nutty Loso now.
Get off your dead ass, Wilby! You see Mr. Franklin?
No, I haven't.
Balls.
That was Loso, in case you're wondering. You can tell what kind of an individual he is just by his entrance there. He just walked into the orderly room. He didn't know whether the CO or the XO was in. Or I don't know. And here's Top again. Just came in the front door. I can hear him. See, the mailroom is all closed in. But I can hear people all around, and nobody can see me. It's pretty good. And, so, let's see. I don't know, they looked through my medical file and they won't let me fly now. I don't know why, but, so, I don't know, I may not be doing, you know, any more, flying. But, I like it. I really like to fly. I'm, you know, I don't do nothing but just sit there. And, you know, they haven't issued me my Nomax or a helmet or anything yet, and, you know, all I know is a little bit about the thing, how to get it off the ground, how to start it, you know, what the cyclic and the collective do, and know a couple of the panel meters. I'll get you some pictures of what it looks like, and so you can see the inside of it. It's rather complicated if you haven't noticed by the picture that I sent you. And, the picture of the picture that I sent you is Marlon Lemon's wife, and I was thinking it looks quite a bit like Star would look. I don't know if you look at it right. I don't know what prompted me to take the picture. It's just, you know, so it's kind of blurred up because I didn't get the focus on the camera right. But anyway, and well, let's see what else is new. I'm running out of tape here, so before I leave, you know, say hi to everybody, and whoever that girl, what's her name there that Aunt Betty wants me to write to. I haven't received a letter from her yet, but. I don't know, I'm still here. I won't be going anyplace for a while, let me put it that way. Hopefully. So, anyway. And, thanks for sending the tapes. I haven't got them yet, but I appreciate you sending them. I told you I needed a pair of sneakers, so you can send those over for me. And if you wouldn't mind, would you throw in a pillowcase? I can use a pillowcase if I can get one. I'll scrounge up a pillow someplace. I'm going over later to get some PSP for a patio out back of our hooch, so you know, we can sit out there at night. Let's see. It's not too bad out here during the day and at night and everything like that. And so everybody's pretty friendly here anyway. So, Top just got the distribution in. He's starting to break it down. The guy works hard. He's a lush, but he works hard. He's, you know. Oh, let's see. There's not much else I can talk about right now. Told you I got the letter from Tom Paulson. I was surprised he was still there with all the garbage, all the trash the lifers were giving him, all the harassment. I was surprised he didn't leave for Toronto. So, you know, at least I know I still got a couple of friends, and he wants to know where I am. See, Thomas with the 9th Infantry Division, which, you know, the Flower Power Division, They were down in the Mekong Delta, you know, way down below Saigon, and that marsh and all that trash down in there. And so, you know, he doesn't know anything about up north here in Phan Thien. We aren't actually up north. If you go, oh, I'd say up at maybe about a 10-degree angle from Saigon, you know, if you put Vietnam flat, go about 10 degrees from Saigon, right on the coast, that's where Phan Thien is. It's about 30 miles north of Vung Tau. Hold on a second, I'll ask.
Hey, Top, how far are we from Vung Tau here?
Wow, excuse me, I'm wrong. Top said we're 120 miles north of Vung Tau. And we're about 120 miles down from Cameron Bay, so it looks like we're about right dead center in the middle. Excuse me, I've had it wrong. It's, you know, I didn't know it was that far down the road. Somebody had told me once it was only 30, 40 miles down the road. But, That's another thing here. The only way to go is fly. You don't dare ride on the roads because they've had people get shot at going up to Nha Trang from this rubber plantation that's up there. You can see it from the air, and you know, that's the best place to see it from because their accuracy on a moving object that's going 110 knots is pretty poor. And you know, anyway, and let's see what else is new here. Oh, I think we're going to get a new printing machine here. I got to type out the requisition for it a little later. We found out about it from Task Force South. They got a whole flock of the damn things up at Cameron Bay, so I may send somebody up to Cameron to get it. You know, I may have to go up myself. I don't know. I can go up to one of the warehouses up there. But anyway, I'm trying to think of, there was another tape that I wanted of some type of music, but I can't remember what it was. Yeah. Oh darn, I can't remember now. I told you I wanted the Crosby, Stills and Nash. Yeah, I think it's them. And if you can get some of the Birds onto a tape, I'd like to listen to them. And other than that, I don't know. I think I wrote you all the ones I wanted anyway, you know. And that's about, oh boy, they're going to send Beto to a psychiatrist. I think he needs a psychiatrist. The guy bugged me 4 times a day every day for the past 2 weeks about getting mail. And, you know, when I gave him his first letter, you know, I happened to look at the date on it to see how long it had been waiting. You know, maybe they had had it sitting down the skids down at Vung Tau like they usually do. Say they bump the mail sometimes for cargo and let it sit on the runway at Vung Tau. Nothing you can do about it because the cargo is more precious than mail. And so anyway, I thought, you know, maybe it might have been bumped. My God, he got his mail, I think, in 4 or 6 days, which is fantastic. You know, so actually, I kind of figured he was talking through his hat. And that was about it. Well, look, it looks like my tape is running kind of thin on here now, so I'll say God bless you all and goodbye. And if you want to go and send me a tape, you know, I'll keep sending the tapes if you want me to. So, you know, it might be a little easier mode of communication. I don't know. I may get a cassette set after a while. I don't know. I'm allocated to have 2 of them on my ration card. I'm only allocated to have 1 of these big ones unless I buy it through the Paysex catalog. Then they don't take it off my ration card. But, like, I had to get my tape recorder signed off my ration card for this recorder here. So this one's got to last me a year unless I send out there to Japan to get the other ones. But what I'll do is I'll send to Japan, get those 2 Sony 630s. They're $228 a piece. I'm going to have them sent home to you, and I want you to check them as soon as you get them home. Now, the authorized place to get Sony stuff fixed, by the way, is Lake Electronics. So, you know, we haven't got to send the things all the hell away back to Japan when they get screwed up, if they do, but they shouldn't. They're a $399 set. And so we'll put those down in the studio. Like I say, I'm going to have to rearrange the board and all that stuff down there. I hear you putting up the acoustic ceiling and stuff. I don't know. If you want me to, tell me, and I'll send you back some money because, I'm making a hell of a lot of money, and my God, it only cost us, like, beans to live over here. You know, $10 a month for our hooch maids and our other stuff. So anyway, like they say here at the 192nd Aviation Company, Assault Helicopter, from the Polecats and the Tiger Sharks. It looks like it's time to pull pitch and move out. So I'll send you another tape again, maybe in about a couple of days, maybe a week. So one last thing I wanted to get in quick. When you get the studio done, will you want to send me a couple of pictures? Because I'd like to see what it looks like, you know? So look, tape's going, and I'll send you another one soon, okay? So bye-bye, and God bless you all.